Your Sports Radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Foxy Knowledge.
It is time for a Wiley Wednesday edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. It's Jeff Byers. It's Scott Giese. And hey, it could be you. That's right. Your big showbiz break is waiting.
Here we go.
This morning. All you need to do is give us a ring at 814-954-7266, and you too could be world famous.
Well, we do stream across the planet.
That is exactly okay. Right.
That's true. All right. That's not a fib. That's not an exaggeration.
It's an opportunity.
In fact, since we're getting to the end of a month, we have our streaming program that we use, and we get a monthly report on where people are listening. So
summer's going by quickly. What do we have? A couple weeks here, and then it's going to be August or something.
2 days.
What?
two days? There's a calendar right over
you
there.
You gotta be kidding me.
On that wall, right there is a calendar, alright? So, anyway. Alright, friends, welcome to a Wednesday show. We got open lines again today. We will start having guests apparently again next week, because again, for some reason, this week is like the number one vacation week of the year. I don't know. Maybe it's something to do with it's right before August starts. I don't know.
That has something to do with
it. But we've been in touch with a number of guests on some interesting topics, and they've pretty much all said, how about August? Like, okay, we'll wait till August. So, folks, you're going to have to put up with the two of us. Oh, my gosh. But, oh, do we have things to talk about? So, let's get started here, right? Let's start with weather. If somehow you don't pay attention to this, today is the last hot, humid day for, I guess, a while. So we're still under that heat advisory until this evening. Unlike the last couple of days, maybe a pop-up thunder shower here and there today, and then comes tomorrow.
Could be a nasty thunderstorm or two.
Maybe.
Some wallop in these storms.
And spotty. But tomorrow, put it this way, if you have outdoor plans tomorrow, good luck with those.
Okay. Well,
good luck with those, all right? What's that thing's on Friday, right? That special event?
That is correct.
Okay, good. You picked a good day.
Yes, we did.
I'm glad it's not tomorrow.
Well, I had nothing to do with it. Yes, my wife did.
The better half.
Okay, yes.
There we go. So tomorrow's going to be a stormy day. Obviously, you know, pay attention, plan ahead. Now, not here, at least not yet, some flood watch whisperings, but that's more, I think, to our south and to our southeast. In other words, Pennsylvania, all right? It could end up happening here. Apparently, we're going to get our share of rain tomorrow. But it's going to be maybe a little worse more to our south and southeast. So if you're doing traveling tomorrow, like, you know, driving someplace, plan ahead. All right. Tomorrow's looking like one of those days. Okay. Take it easy. In the meantime, again, it's got one more hot, humid day today. You know, stay hydrated, all that stuff. Watch out for other folks. Again, the weekend right now is looking great. Overnight lows in the mid, maybe even low 50s. Oh, I'll ring the bell for that. I will ring the bell for that. All right, so just stay tuned, and we'll see how it goes. I'm an idiot. All right, this is Scott, and I say it publicly. I'm an idiot. All right, my wife will back me up on this.
Mm-hmm.
There was an event yesterday. Totally missed it. All right, just totally missed it. Yesterday was what they call the Over the Edge event,
mm-hmm.
To benefit the local United Way. Now, in the past, they've done this at Beaver Stadium, where people, and I still think you're insane, people crazily went to the top of Beaver Stadium and then, what's the fancy term? They rappelled down the side of Beaver Stadium, which would, I think, scare the heck out of me. Well, Beaver Stadium's a little busy right now with construction and so on. So they did this yesterday at the Hyatt Hotel in downtown State College. So people went all the way up to the roof of the Hyatt, and then they rappelled with a rope down the side of the Hyatt Hotel. Apparently 20-plus people did this yesterday, which is pretty cool. Again, this is a fundraiser that they do for the United Way. I think I saw a picture somewhere. Again, I'm sorry. It's not that I'm afraid of heights. I'm not. You know, if I go on an airplane, I like looking out the window like, ooh, look at that down there. That's cool. But rappelling down the side of a building, okay, you have a good time with that. That's not exactly my speed. But, again, over 20 folks did this yesterday, so good for them. All right, that's cool. And congratulations, and they'll do it again in about a year. Probably not at Beaver Stadium again next year, because, again, this stadium construction is supposed to go to 2027. So I'm assuming next year is probably off limits. And then maybe in 27, they'll go back to the stadium. All right, we'll see. All right, here's something to plan ahead for. This coming Tuesday is August 5. And around the country, this is an event that gets done every year. It's called the National Night Out. All right, usually sponsored by police departments. And there are at least a couple that are going to be happening here in our neighborhood. And us are involved with one of these. All right. Our friends from Giant Supermarket and the Spring Township Police Department, along with McDonald's, are co-sponsoring a National Night Out event. This will be at the Giant, which is on the Benner Pike, just off of I-99, as if you're going toward Bellefont. It's going to be Tuesday evening from 5 until 7:30. They're going to have, now this is going to be out in the Giant parking lot, all right, the parking lot of the Giant. And they're going to have all sorts of different activities. They're going to have food, of course, fun games and other things. I think local, maybe first responders are going to be there, firefighters. Again, Spring Township Police will be there. It just sounds like a lot of fun. And so if you're available, by the way, you don't have to just be from Spring Township or something to go to this. Anybody can come. Hopefully the weather will cooperate. But we are honored to co-sponsor this event along with Giant and McDonald's. Again, this is Tuesday evening, August 5, 5 to 7:30. And there are some other ones. For instance, the Bellefont Police Department are sort of doing their own night out event that will be in downtown Bellefont roughly about the same time. I'm assuming, and I haven't seen any, I don't know, printed material. I'm assuming State College is doing something. Do you know? I don't have any information about State College. I've got this one here that we're co-sponsoring with Spring Township. I'm assuming State College is doing something. So if somebody knows when we have, you know, open time, well, you could call in right now if you want. Give us some details on whatever State College is doing. And, you know, the key thing is where. Where are they doing something? 814-954-7266. Again, hopefully the weather will cooperate, and that's just a, you know, a fun event. So we will see you, hopefully, on Tuesday evening next week. All right, money, money, money. Hey, who wants money? All right. Actually, we got a call right here. We'll hand
this
out.
This caller would like money. Scott's giving it away, apparently,
well,
this morning.
Well, Scott is kind of you, somebody
Scott.
Is.
Let's do it.
Not us.
All right,
me.
I think you've won. How much is our caller winning here from you?
Hold the thought.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Is it okay to release?
Release what?
My thought?
Well, oh, sure. Go ahead.
You said both of me. You can do it now.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. there is something at the Giant in that is actually in Ferguson Township, not in State College. But the Ferguson Township will be at the Giant. And I just wanted to update you on that.
Okay.
And what they will have there is their Ferguson Township has a drone, and they're going to be showing off their drone. It's a kind of a funny kind of a thing because they have one of their cop cars has a little pod on the top of it, and it's a drone that is attached to the car itself.
Okay. So pretty darn high. We actually had a demonstration from a friend of ours who works at the department. It is amazing the coverage that they can get, and it pretty much just goes straight up. But obviously, you can angle it a bunch of different ways, and it's a pretty interesting concept, and can be a very helpful tool, obviously, in certain situations.
That's cool.
Very cool.
And I don't have any jokes for you today, but you know what they say about humor?
Yeah. What?
It's a funny thing.
It is a funny thing.
Okay, we'll give him a ring of the bell.
Right. As always, we appreciate the call.
Thanks for your call. All right. All right, so Ferguson Township Police are doing something. All right, that's fine. Again, if somebody else knows about this, is National Night Out, Tuesday evening next week. You want to give a free plug from your municipality? Hey, call in. That's why we have a show. Okay, money, money, money. No, Scott is not giving out money. Are you kidding? I'm broke.
Oh, I thought you were giving out big money.
But apparently some of you might be getting money in August.
Now we're getting some.
All right, according to the State Treasury Department. Now, apparently some of you have already gotten some money from the State Treasury Department. I did not. All right. This is called Money Match. And State Treasurer Stacey Garrity put out a release yesterday. Folks, I'm still amazed. The State Treasury has unclaimed property that nobody claimed, and somehow it ends up with the State Treasury. I don't know. If you don't know what to do with it, that's where you send it. You send it to the Pennsylvania State Treasury. The State Treasury, this is incredible, $5 billion in unclaimed property is just sitting there. Now, in some cases, it might be stuff, apparently. In most cases, it might be life insurance, savings, something else financial. And somehow, I don't know, somebody passes away or whatever, or it just sort of, shows up in paperwork. Nobody knows what to do with it. It goes to the State Treasury. This is incredible. $5 billion with a B, dollars. Yikes. So they have this program called Money Match. And apparently earlier this summer, they sent out letters to, it says here, 39,000 people. Now, I guess I assume these are all Pennsylvanians. Maybe they aren't, but mostly Pennsylvanians. 39,000 people got a check. All right. And the checks added up to over $9 million. This was earlier this summer. Now, maybe you were one of those. Well, apparently, they're about to do this again. All right. In August, it says here, 40,000 people will get a letter saying, hey, get ready. We're going to be sending you a check. Now, this is not a scam or a joke or anything. This is coming from the State Treasury. And according to one story, it says these checks, and I guess they're not all the same. All right, it has something to do, again, with unclaimed property. It says here that some of these checks could amount to as much as $500. All right, I could use $500. That's pretty cool. As part of the Pennsylvania Money Match Program. I don't have a date. It just says August. So maybe that could be you. This is the second round of this Money Match Program. So maybe you'll be getting a letter. Now, I have to admit, if I didn't know about this in advance and I got one of these letters, I'd be skeptical. Like, okay, this sounds like a scam. Be careful. Of course, the scammers are out there and they want to not give you money. They want to take your money. This is one where they're going to send you a check. If you get one of these, make sure it looks legit. You know, make sure it's from state government and all that sort of thing. And then maybe you'll be one of the lucky 40,000 people. All right. Okay. Or you have unclaimed property. There's a whole website for this. And again, my mother's name popped up on this thing when I searched it a while back. And we need to get them some further information, my siblings and I, to determine, okay, what exactly are you holding? They won't tell us what they're holding. It's just, here's your mother's name. Here's background info. I'm like, yep, that's her. And, well, we have something. Okay. No, I'm not expecting to retire and go to Vegas. All right, that's not going to happen, but we'll find out. All right, do you remember the game show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Remember that show? I love that show. Remember Regis Philbin? Love that guy.
Good old Regis Philbin. Yep.
According to the Associated Press, they did a story this week. They claim that roughly 1 in 10 adults in America has a net worth of at least $1 million. All right, Mr. Ironhead, are you, this is a little personal, are you a millionaire?
I don't think I am.
Now, this
safely
now,
say
no. Again, this is adding up all of your assets, which would be your house.
Oh, well, if you add up all of them.
Right, all the investments and stuff.
Probably like $1,000 at least.
That's pretty much.
$100
I might
sure.
be a dozen-error or something. Or something like that, all right? But apparently, when, you know, if you add up all your assets, investments, you know, IRA, you know, all that stuff. 1 in 10 adults in America is worth at least $1 million. So, roughly speaking, over 24 million individual millionaires in this country. All right. Now, we kind of joke about millionaires, but I don't know. I guess we have to upgrade that now to billionaire. It's like,
yeah, a million doesn't go as far as it used to, that's for sure.
Really? I mean, seriously. Now, how do we rank? Well, of course, we have more millionaires than any other country. Interesting that second place on the list is China. Communist China is second on the list for millionaires, but we have about four times as many millionaires as China does. All right. If you go back 30 years here in our country, like 30 years ago, we have 15 times more millionaires than we did 30 years ago. How about that? So, again, yeah, a million, I mean, it's crazy to say, right? A million just doesn't go as far as it used to. So I guess now we have to look at, I don't know, 100 millionaire or something. Is there such a thing? Are you a 100 millionaire? Because there are a lot of people who are actual millionaires. How about that? That's kind of crazy.
Well done, people. Well done.
Yeah, through no fault of your own, I guess. Now, if you follow news, you know, this is going to be pretty wild money week. All right. It's the end of the month. And a lot of big companies, big name companies, today, tomorrow, and I guess Friday, are going to be releasing their latest, I guess, financial reports. And so the idea is, okay, did they make money? Did they lose money? All that sort of stuff. So this is like a big week. If you follow Wall Street and stuff like that, they've been kind of cautious this week. I mean, when President Donald Trump announced this big trade deal with the EU, and it's good for us, okay, they expected the stock market to boom. Well, it didn't go boom because they're waiting on these financial reports. And the Federal Reserve meets today
mm-hmm.
to announce, okay, we're going to do a rate cut, or okay, we're just going to do what we've been doing.
Keep sitting on our hands. Uh-huh.
If Jerome Powell's listening, all right, you can hate Donald Trump all you want, all right?
Help a country out, would you?
I'd like a rate cut. Again, anybody with credit card debt, mortgage debt, and similar type, you know, loans and stuff.
We're a little overdue.
Yes, it is. Okay, so let's see what the Fed does today. They are not expected to do a rate cut.
Nope.
They're expected to hold the ground and whatever.
Yep.
And again, where did I see this? Some news story. Well, there's been more than one. The Federal Reserve apparently is improving its buildings in Washington, D.C., all right, like their headquarters and so on. And I think it's two buildings, like they're refurbishing two buildings or fixing up two buildings or something. And the price tag for fixing up these buildings is over $2 billion to fix up two buildings. Now, folks, I won't say complain, but some folks have had concerns about the Beaver Stadium, you know, renovation and so on. which is huge. It's big, covers a lot of stuff. That's only $700 million. The Federal Reserve people are fixing up two buildings for three times that cost. Now, I don't know, gold-plated toilets and gold-plated bathrooms and gold-plated hallways. It's like, what on earth are they spending $2 billion for to fix up two buildings? The Fed is not looking good right now. They just aren't. And then this comes out, and the rest of us are like, you're spending money on what? Excuse me? How much? Rate cut. Maybe they'll surprise us today. I don't know. We'll see. And finally, all right, now, AI. Oh, AI's everywhere, right? I use it regularly now for research. It's great. I mean, it's fabulous. ChatGPT, again, is the most famous of the probably 20,000 different AI apps that are floating around out there now. Apparently, now this is interesting. ChatGPT yesterday announced they have a new, I guess call it a tool, which they're calling study mode. And the idea with study mode is instead of just asking ChatGPT to, you know, find information, answer a question, do some work and so on, and then within seconds, it just spits it out like, here you go. Yeah, the idea, of course, for several years now is that students are going to use this thing and cheat like crazy on tests and homework and book reports and all that sort of stuff. In other words, the kids won't really do the work. They'll just take the that's come spitting out and they turn it in. And that's not right. Apparently, ChatGPT has a new study mode version now, which it says here it's aimed at helping students who use the service understand how to reason through problems. And this is a quote. Study mode is powered by custom system instructions that they've written in collaboration with teachers, scientists, and pedagogy experts. So in other words, now I kind of like this, and I'd be curious to see what schools do with this. ChatGPT in particular is saying, all right, we have a mode now where instead of the kid just taking what we give them, we're going to march them through the different ways that the information or the reasoning was gathered. And the idea is turn ChatGPT into a learning experience. I'm going to ring the bell for that one. That's really smart. All right, that's great. We have this fear that, you know, using these tools are just going to dumb people down if you don't have to really think. Well, now they sort of have a version where they show you, here's how you think. And so I'm going to watch this one for the future. Study mode, it's called. And A, I want to see how it's used. B, I want to see how schools use it, because you can't ignore it. It's out there. Let's, you know, find ways to use it, but use it constructively. So that's very interesting. I'm really into AI now. I mean, I've used it very successfully for, like, research and different things. I love it. It's great. I can do something in 10 seconds that would probably take me 2 or 3 hours. I'm all for that, all right? But when it comes to the kids, we want them learning. Well, study mode's going to help them get there. Interesting. Keep an eye on ChatGPT study mode. And if you use ChatGPT, I guess it's activated, I'm assuming, now. So the next time you go to use it, you know, kind of look for that study mode version, I guess. That's pretty cool. We'll see how this goes. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, talk some sports. All right, we got results and interesting information. Later on, again, we'll go to our controversies. Sydney Sweeney won't go away. I don't want her to go away, but I mean, the controversy involving her won't go away. And some other things as well. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll take a break and we'll come right back.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider. Only from 98.7 The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast.
Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Fun? Join me in the January Foundation for the second annual Hobby Horse Derby. It's this Friday from 5 to 8 at the Alliance Church and State College. Kids of all ages, that includes you adult friends, are welcome to join this event. It is sure to bring a smile to your faces. You can see me in the one-eyed horse, and you can even compete against us.
The Jana Marie Foundation continues to do amazing work promoting the importance of good mental health for our youth and our community. You can get all of the info and sign up for the Hobby Horse Derby by going to JanaMarieFoundation.org. Don't miss out on the fun at the Alliance Church and State College this Friday from 5 to 8 at 1221 West Whitehall Road. A special thanks to Happy Valley Adventure Bureau for its support.
That's the second annual Hobby Horse Derby. Host time starts at 5 p.m. Friday at the Alliance Church and State College. I really hope to see you there.
Hey, you! Why aren't you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How am I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at BelfontFair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It is Let's Talk here on a... Can you believe it? Already Wednesday morning edition of Let's Talk. We're smack dab. Right in the middle of the week.
Right on top of the hump.
Look at that.
There we go.
You celebrate hump day the way you see fit. Let's move ladies on. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. That's all we're saying.
Okay.
Preseason football hype continues in high mode. Penn State senior defensive tackle Zane Durant, yesterday named to both the Outland Trophy and the Bronco Nagurski Trophy preseason watch list. Junior quarterback A.J. Harris is also on the Nagurski watch list, and redshirt junior Vega Iwani is on the Outland Trophy watch list as well. Of course, the Outland Trophy given to the best interior lineman, either offensive or defensive, in college football. The Bronco Nagurski Trophy goes to the best defensive player in college football. Penn State hockey defenseman Jimmy Dowd Jr. siding with the Adirondack Thunder yesterday. The Thunder, one of the ECHL school, not schools, teams. They are the affiliate of the New Jersey Devils and located in Glen Falls, New York. Dowd, of course, spent 5 years with the Nittany Lions, finishing his career tied for the most assists by a defenseman in program history. He had 12 goals and 61 assists in his collegiate career and, of course, helped Penn State get to the Frozen Four this past season, helping set the table for that national championship that is coming this coming season.
Oh, okay.
We thank you for that.
Thanks for the announcement.
Oh, yes. Did I let the cat out of the bag? Oops. We're supposed to hold off on officially making that announcement until March, I guess. Penn State men's golf student athletes, Andres Barraza, Alex Cremian, and Morgan Laughlin have been named Golf Coaches Association of America All-American Scholars to be eligible for the nomination. You must be at least a sophomore in college and must participate in 50% of the competitive rounds that your school competed in the past season and have a stroke average under 76 in Division I. And you must also maintain a cumulative grade point average of at least 3.2 and you have to be of high moral character and be in good standing at your college or university. So congratulations to all three. Barraza is, and Laughlin are both now two-time All-America Scholar athletes. Cremian earning his first honor after his debut season with the Nittany Lions. Well, the State College Spikes falling last night to the Frederick Keys 7-3 despite a really good outing by Carter Hoyes. He had 4 2/3 innings of very good relief pitching last night for the Spikes. Also, TJ Salvaggio had 3 hits in the game for State College. But again, the Spikes fall 7-3 in the contest. The second of that 3-game series at Frederick will be tonight. Spikes will be back home, by the way, on Monday, August 4th, and that'll kick off a 7-game homestand that will run through August 10th. The Pittsburgh Pirates, ladies and gentlemen, again beat the Giants in San Francisco last night 3-1. The Buccos have now won 4 in a row.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, come on.
Wow.
Now we're getting somewhere. Leomir Paguera smacked a solo home run to tie the game in the fifth. Joey Bart singled in the go-ahead run in the eighth inning, and Paguera drove in another run in the eighth as the Buccos beat Justin Verlander and the Giants, handing San Francisco its fifth consecutive loss. Bailey Falter gave up just one run on 2 hits and 5 innings. He got a no decision. Braxton Ashcraft got the victory with 3 shutout innings in relief. Dennis Santana pitched a shutout ninth to earn the save. Was it the last save for Dennis Santana? We have to ask that with every player, every at-bat or appearance on the mound.
Got a thought on that. But
the Pirates will go for the series sweep this afternoon. First pitch will be at 3:45 airtime on your home for the red hot Buckos is 3:20 this afternoon on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Proud affiliate of the beloved Buckos.
Yeah, now we are.
Well, you know, for the time being. Philadelphia Phillies, again, got some help from the Padres. This time, though, the Phillies took advantage. San Diego whooping up on the New York Mets last night, 7-1. Some additional concern. Juan Soto took a shot off the foot and left the game. I will see where he stands here, or if he can stand, maybe later today. Phillies, meanwhile, doubled up on the White Sox last night, 6-3, so Philadelphia pulls to within a half game of the lead in the National League East. Brandon Marsh had a terrific game last night. Great diving catch. He also had the final putout of the game. He also had a home run, a double, a couple of RBI. Just a good night the whole way around for Brandon Marsh. Kyle Schwarber also had a home run and a double. He also picked up a walk and drove in two. Jesus Luzardo, he needed this one. He's been struggling a bit as of late. Really good start last night, though, throwing seven scoreless innings and worked out of some jams. He's been having trouble with runners on base. Last night, not so much, although he pretty much pitched from the stretch. Very few exceptions last night, and that seemed to help. The Phillies and White Sox will play the rubber game of that series at what I still want to call Comiskey Park, but at Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago this afternoon at 2:10. Guaranteed Rate Field just does not go with the White Sox. No. I struggle with that. They will be putting on the pads for the first quote-unquote real football practice at Steelers camp in Latrobe today. The Steelers have several new players looking to make an impact in the upcoming season. Among the roster moves yesterday, the Steelers bringing back defensive tackle Dominique Davis. It would be interesting. Davis is one of those guys I would love to interview and just get his perspective on life trying to hang on here in the NFL. He's been in the league for, I think, 3 or 4 years now. He's been with the Steelers a couple different points. He was actually with the Steelers at the start of camp, then they waived him, and now they're bringing him back. He finished last year on the practice squad with the Bengals, but was on the practice squad of the Steelers earlier in the season, and I think might have started the year with somebody else. He just keeps hanging on here in the NFL. I'll be curious to see if he can make the Steelers roster, even if it is the practice squad this season. There's a lot of interesting stories with guys. NFL dreams, like almost good enough, maybe not quite to be a starter or even on the roster. That practice squad is important for guys like that. You're trying to get over the hump. If an injury occurs, you try to take advantage of that opportunity and make the team real. Oh, hey, we do have a player there. But he's one I'm just I'm really curious to just follow here the rest of training camp. Meanwhile, Philadelphia Eagles had their first fully padded practice yesterday. Among the highlights, a nifty one-handed grab by none other than Saquon Barkley.
Who?
Over the middle. It was a pretty spectacular catch. I'm not sure any of the receivers would do any better than Barkley's one-handed grab yesterday. Back tightness keeping receiver Devontae Smith on the sidelines once again in yesterday's practice. Philadelphia Phillies, of course, looking to repeat as Super Bowl champions. And then we have this story from Western Pennsylvania. This is at the incident occurred at the Robert Morris University Island Sports Complex in Allegheny County back on July 20th. The mother of a hockey player has been charged with assaulting a 16-year-old hockey referee. The referee had removed her son from a game for unsportsmanlike conduct. He blindsided another player and knocked him. I don't know if he knocked him out, but knocked him down. And he got ejected. And the mom, not happy, and can understand that. This is a 38-year-old mom. And she goes down and reportedly grabbed the 16-year-old referee by the shirt and let him have it. I guess the father also, according to witnesses, spewed all kinds of profanity. Again, this is a 16-year-old official trying to help out these young players by offering his time to officiate the sport, trying to keep it safe for everybody. And again, if you are expecting 16-year-olds who are just learning to officiate, well, you better be on top of it. Come on. They're doing their best. Might they have missed a call here or there? Yep. They're learning, too. That's why this is a whole process. This is insane. Properly, in my estimation, the family, the parents anyway, Andrea Bucci, by the way, is the name of the mom, she has been banned, as has the dad, from the arena.
Good.
Like, nope, you cannot come in and use our facilities any longer. The manager of the complex actually said she has, this was not a first time incident, not surprisingly.
Oh, wonderful.
With Bucci. According to the manager, there have been multiple issues with this particular woman. The 16-year-old referee telling police that he kicked out the son after, again, he made a blindside hit on an opposing player, and then, again, the parents come down, but the mom actually grabs the jersey. Again, a 16-year-old referee. I hope they throw the book at her. I really
yes.
do. We have got to stop.
Yes.
Folks, in the overall scheme of things, like, just at some point, if you're a parent, I get, man, you want, I'm with you as far as you want your kid to succeed, right? Like that, it's tough when your kid, struggles or you get a call that you think is not right. The actual impact on a kid's life because of a bad call, man, he was safe and you called him out, or even an ejection. I don't think that deserved an ejection in a little league event. I don't care if it's, we're not even at middle school yet. Like, you've got to have some perspective there as a parent. Like, just a little tiny bit. And relax. If you are in any way berating a young official, umpire, referee in a flag football game, anything, then you need to check yourself out, remind yourself that you are not to attend your kids' events because you can't handle it. You're not an adult yet, mentally. And I'm dead serious here. Get some psychological help. Find a therapist and find out what is underlying that would allow you to think that it is okay to berate a youngster who is trying to help even younger kids have a sports experience. Like, there's something there underlying, and you've got to get to the root of it. You really do, because you're not functioning the way you need to in society otherwise.
Those are all great ideas. They'll never do them.
Yeah,
because
probably not.
You've got to have some self-control, I guess, and they clearly...
Self-awareness, at least.
Okay.
A little self-awareness.
Now, these parents,
I mean, yes, control too.
These parents are banned for the season.
The story just says banned. Right. I don't have a specific...
Hopefully they're not banned permanently.
I'd be okay with permanently in this
No,
case.
Because...
You're assaulting a 16-year-old over a sporting event. Bye-bye. Wait, we don't... No, that can be permanent.
I would say bye-bye for the season, and then hopefully...
I would say bye-bye, period.
Hold on. Hopefully it becomes a learning experience. Now, they won't go get psychological help or whatever you just said.
Bye-bye.
They won't do that.
That's fine. They don't need to. Bye-bye.
I mean, this is a long time ago, but when my girls were girls and they were playing sports, there was once or twice where Dad here lost it. All right? Just, again, you know, a referee or some situation, I just lost it. I can remember two totally different incidents. And what I remember is right after I lost it, I realized, okay, Scott, that was really stupid. Why did you just do that? And I learned from that, and I never did it again. Now, that wasn't somebody throwing something at me, if you will. That was me stepping back to say, okay, Scott, that was really dumb. You let your emotions get the best of you. Don't do that again. And I didn't do that again. So hopefully these parents, they get banned for the season. Here's one thing. Have the coach go talk to those parents to say, you do realize what you just did and why it was so bad. You do realize this, yes? And maybe the coach of that team has a word with the parents to say, don't do that again.
I don't think it would help in this particular case. Again, there's been multiple issues. The charges are simple assault, harassment, and disorderly conduct. My opinion would be
serious.
You're done. Permanently, not for the season. We don't need you. Hopefully you do get the help. Hopefully you find other places that you can allow your kid to have sports opportunities. If I were that complex, I'd be like, nope, we're not risking it. You've been a problem. I don't know what the other issue. It's not specified in the story I read here, but multiple issues and then assault, harassment, disorderly conduct.
That's a lot.
I think that is
fine
with a permanent ban. Now, if you are, if it is a one-time thing and you yell a curse word, oh come on, don't do that. But I'm not calling for a lifetime ban. You start grabbing a 16-year-old because of a call in a sports event, in a youth game. Bye-bye. You do not need to be around kids' sports. And again, if you are listening, you're like, whoa, that sounds, I could see me doing that. This isn't flippant. Get help. You need help. There is something wrong with the way you are wired. And we have, there are several people that they need help. But you cannot allow parents at youth sports events, not at any sport event, but youth sports events. Again, the big picture stuff here, again, not even at a major league game, right? You can't go grab the umpire. But there's millions at stake. These are big-time calls. These guys are trained for years. Not okay to assault. But, man, you can understand. Boy, there's a lot on the line. A bad call there has real consequence. There is no consequence to losing on a bad call a Little League baseball game. There isn't. There just isn't. Or a Little League hockey game or a Little League football. Folks, seriously, you got to check yourself.
All right. Yeah, you and I are both PA announcers, all right? You do State College stuff. I do Penns Valley stuff. For years, it's ingrained in my brain to do the announcement, to show good sportsmanship during tonight's game,
yep,
to players, coaches, and then I take a slight pause, and referees,
yep,
all right, And the idea is to, now, hopefully people hear my announcement and think, okay, let's behave myself. Every now and then, you got a parent usually who just goes off.
And mind you, we are in a time where it is really hard to find enough officials.
Yes. Oh, man.
So you're making it.
You're making it worse.
Yes. Stop being an idiot.
Knock it off.
At the end of the day, just don't be an idiot.
All right.
That's all we need.
All right. Let's take a break here. We'll come back. We have some open line time for the rest of the show. Interesting topics. I got one sports topic I'll toss in there, which happened yesterday, which doesn't happen very often, but it did. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox, and your calls, of course. We'll take those and more right after this.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Fun? Join me and the January Foundation for the second annual Hobby Horse Derby. It's this Friday from 5 to 8 at the Alliance Church and State College. Kids of all ages, that includes you adult friends, are welcome to join this event. It is sure to bring a smile to your faces. You can see me in the one-eyed horse and you can even compete against us.
The Jana Marie Foundation continues to do amazing work promoting the importance of good mental health for our youth and our community. You can get all of the info and sign up for the Hobby Horse Derby by going to JanaMarieFoundation.org. Don't miss out on the fun at the Alliance Church and State College this Friday from 5 to 8 at 1221 West Whitehall Road. A special thanks to Happy Valley Adventure Bureau for its support.
That's the second annual Hobby Horse Derby. Post time starts at 5 p.m. Friday at the Alliance Church and State College. I really hope to see you there.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need.
especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
We don't just talk sports. The Fox. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It is a Wednesday morning edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff and Scott with you. Phone line is open at 814-954-7266.
All right, we'll do a short segment here so we kind of, you know, get back on our schedule here a little bit. But baseball-wise, all right, my Orioles played the Toronto Blue Jays in a doubleheader yesterday. They had a game that was rained out on about mid-April or something. And so yesterday was a makeup day, along with the regular game that was scheduled. Orioles won both games.
Hey.
But what was interesting is, again, this trade deadline for baseball is tomorrow, if I'm correct, 6 p.m. Eastern time.
That is correct.
Okay. So over these next 20, whatever, 30 hours or whatever it is now, we'll see if there's any wheeling and dealing. The Orioles and Blue Jays played two games yesterday. In between the two games, they did a trade between the two teams. The Orioles had a pitcher named Sir Anthony Dominguez. He's a relief pitcher.
Whatever happened to him?
Well, he's now a Blue Jay.
What?
This is crazy. In between games, they announced this trade. And so Dominguez literally walks across the field to meet his new team.
Hey, guys.
And somebody was videoing this. He's like, you know, fist pumping guys and whatever. And somehow, now, this couldn't have been spur of the moment. It just couldn't, because somehow they had a uniform for him. All right. So he takes off his Orioles uniform and he puts on the Blue Jays uniform, and he actually pitched in the second game against the team that he was playing for, about 3 hours earlier.
That's crazy.
That's insane. All right. I think I've heard this happen before, but it's extremely rare. But there it was. All right. It says the Orioles got a minor league pitcher in return. So I guess that guy wasn't there. But this fella literally walks over the field, puts on a new uniform, goes out and plays for the other team. I mean, that's just crazy. Now, here's my crazy thought, all right? Now, you're having fun. Your Pirates have won, what, four straight games?
They're rolling, baby. Yes, indeed.
And my Orioles have won five straight games.
We'll get another 50 in a row. We're going to get right back in the thick of this
thing. Oh, yeah, that caller yesterday. Uh-huh. We're going to right back into it. Okay, you keep dreaming, bud. But both our teams are on hot streaks right now.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to trade? If you're playing well, it's one thing if you're clunking along and it's you're terrible and so on. If your team is on a winning streak, do you really want to trade guys in the middle of that?
Yes, please.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Now, have the Pirates done a trade? I'm blanking. My Orioles have done a couple of trades with, like, you know.
In the history of the organization, no. Yes. There have been many trades that the Pirates have made
in the past
over these
few days.
No.
No, they haven't. My Orioles have done a couple of trades with like, you know, lower level guys and stuff like that, all right? Trading for prospects and all this sort of thing. But you know, like, it, there's a whole slew of pirates allegedly that are on the table.
Uh-huh.
There are several Orioles that are on the table. They have until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening to do something, and I just wonder if both, if you're on a hot streak and things are great and the pitching's coming through. The Orioles in their first game last yesterday scored, what was it, 16? No. How many runs did they score? 16 runs? They scored a pile of runs. All right? They scored 18 runs in a game over the weekend. And so the thought, if I'm an Orioles fan, the thought is, you sure you want to trade? These guys are looking pretty good. Maybe you don't want to do that. Anyway, I'll be very, the next 30 hours. The next 30 hours are going to be really interesting. All right? Do you want to, you know, you're doing great. Don't trade away a guy who's playing really well right now. Just a thought. And today is, I guess, the first official day of Penn State football practice. Yay! Now we find out about the hype.
Here we go.
Here we go. All right. I guess all the players, whatever, came back to town yesterday, if they weren't here already. And their first full official squad practice is today. And yes, the opener is August 30. Oh, but well, yeah, that's just 4 weeks and a couple of days away. Holy fright.
It is the first preseason practice of a national championship Penn State football team since 1986, if you can believe
no,
that.
No, since 1994.
Well, true. Thank you, New York Times.
Let's not go there, okay? And if I'm correct, high school football practice would start Monday, I believe, Monday, because the first high school football games are August 22nd.
Yeah, 23 days away.
All right. So let's take a break here. We'll come back again. We have open line time. This incident that happened Monday evening in New York City in the building where the NFL headquarters is, I want to talk about that a little bit. All right, we're going to talk about that a little bit, maybe get some views and so on. All right, you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go anywhere. No. We will be right back.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from PAMP.
What's the name of Yun's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load. loader and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX 2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings Event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX 2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at BelfontFair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Foxy Village.
It's Let's Talk here on a Wednesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Phone line is open at 814-954-7266. At some point, we need to get somebody in. Actually, I'd like to get guests in from all of the local school districts, but and I'd like to get somebody in from the police department. If you've been following the State College School District, of course they had the, well, now they're calling it an alleged threat last year, back in April, and in response to that, the kiddos were going through metal detectors toward the end of the year. They have come up now with their policy for the upcoming year, and I'm not necessarily against it. I'm genuinely not understanding them. That is not uncommon for me. So if somebody can call in and explain it, it may very well make perfect sense. What they are doing, they're going to have random searches of the secondary school buildings throughout the course of the year. So it'll be sporadic, not known when those searches will occur. I'm okay with that. They may bring out, they bought some metal detectors. They're not going to be used every day. Not completely clear if they're going to be used when they do the, you know, they have a random search day, or if they'll be used randomly. It does say if there's some, if they, the school, gets indications that, man, we're getting some stuff that's coming into the school that shouldn't be, or there's a threat that they're made aware of, or the potential for a threat, they may implement some days where, all right, where everybody's going to go through the metal detectors. I can argue that either way. The metal detectors and whether or not that's a good idea to do every day or not, I'd be curious if people want to weigh in on that. What I'm not from a safety standpoint, I'm not clear on is this. They're going to have a new ID policy, and kiddos will be wearing, and I think this is at the high school.
Yes.
Will be wearing these IDs, and they'll have the student's preferred name, photo, and a QR code, and the QR code will have the student's number, so they can scan that as you're going in and check that it matches up. There's a couple of questions I have about that. At the middle schools, they're going to do periodic checks, I guess. All right. I don't know if it's a daily check or I think it's randomly periodic. They will check at the entrance and then again at homeroom. Hey, do you belong in this room? Okay, with all of that as far as it goes, I'm not entirely sure the degree to which this will be effective if somebody is intending to do harm in the school. The ID may be a good idea. Just hey, we want to know is Johnny here today? You can make maybe follow up a little more quickly on tardiness if there's other issues going on. Are the parents aware that Johnny isn't at school today or whatever? I'm sorry to be picking on you, Johnny. I don't mean to do that.
Come on, knock it off.
Johnny, you're just fine. You've been doing great. But from a safety standpoint, a lot of times the potential troublemakers are folks that are kind of flying under the radar. And I'm just wondering how closely, in a school as big as State College's is, how closely are the folks checking the IDs and matching the photo in the ID with the face of the individual there? Now, presumably, they're going to know a lot of them. Presumably, you would know a lot of them without having the ID lanyard. But I'm just wondering, one, how effective that is. But two, and somebody help me out. I may very well be missing this, but most of the incidents we've had nationally, it's either somebody just crashing into the school, like they're not coming in pretending to be a student, and then all of a sudden, they're coming in during the school day, bursting through the doors, or they are students in the school. So that checking and verifying that they're a student in and of itself, okay, I mean, that's the whole issue that we have, is that students are threats here, can be threats as well. So, again, I'm not necessarily against it. I'm just not sure I'm understanding how this is actually going to make the high school safer. And I freely admit I have not reached out to anybody at the school. I've read through the comments and the notes sent to the as a parent of he's an elementary school kiddo. I mean, I'm reading through all of this stuff. I have not talked to anybody in the administration or with the police, and maybe there's just a common sense, well, Ironhead, obviously this will make the school safer because of this. And I could very well be missing. I'm just telling you, if these are the procedures that are in place when my kiddo goes there, now I'm not overly concerned on a daily basis anyway, but I'm not sure I feel any safer than I did with the protocols that were in place last year. And again, I'm all ears. I'm really not trying to stir anything up. I just keep reading through these stories, and I'm like, I don't really understand how these lanyards are going to make the kids safer at school. But maybe I'm missing it.
Okay. Let's common sense our way through this.
Okay.
First off, my old job, I worked primarily with schools.
Yeah.
And I was honored and was able to walk into a lot of schools in central and northern PA. First off, no two schools are alike, and they handle stuff like this differently. All right. Now, my friends over in Phillipsburg, all right, Phillipsburg has had metal detectors for several years now.
I had not known that until last year.
Several years.
Yes.
And, you know, and all the kids come through one main entrance, and they have to put their bag or stuff, whatever, through the metal detector, and they have to walk through the metal detector, and there are guys there at tables searching stuff every single day. All right. Gailton is a small town up in Potter County. Beautiful country up there. And Gailton has a metal detector. You would think, this is one of the smallest school districts in the entire state. Why on earth do they have a metal detector at their main entrance? But they do. And all the kids come through that one main entrance every morning. They got to go through the metal detector before they go to their homeroom class or whatever, okay? Most schools so far do not have that stuff. They don't have a metal detector yet, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the lanyard thing, is that going to increase safety? No, it's not. Now, one man's opinion, don't get ticked off. It really isn't. But I think after this incident in, what was it, late April, I think it was?
Yes.
I mean, it's scary. All right?
For
somebody
sure.
said something and police tracked it down and found the kid, the guy, and he, you know, was going to do something. So that's where the alleged comes from. He never got to the building, never got in the building, never got close to the building.
Yeah.
They nailed him beforehand. Good. Yay. That's good. All right. That's great. But ever since then, if you remember, right after that, they brought in metal detectors.
They did. They borrowed them from Penn State.
From Penn State.
And now they've bought them, but they're not using them on a regular basis. And again, I think I'm okay with that. There is something that just does not seem right about that. At the same time, it probably, especially with a school the size of state colleges, at the end of the day, it probably makes sense to just have those and use them every day. It is heartbreaking to me to think about.
Yeah.
But I also, that to me does have an added security level to it. Like, right now, right, if you were intending to do harm, would you not just wait until the day after one of these random searches and then be like, and again, I get they could do consecutive days, you don't know when they're coming, all of that, but, and then if you get there and you see they're having it, you'd go back out and take a tardy day. I think it would make it safer. We've talked about this so many times over the years. I want there to be a foolproof, all right, now we've guaranteed there isn't. That is not possible. Not in a free society, and really not in any society. It's, can we do things to make it safer? Sure. But where there is evil, evil is going to find a way. Again, could you mitigate some of the harm caused by evil? Yes, I think you could. I think we can. But there is no policy that you're going to come up with and, okay, all right, we solved that one. Now everybody's completely safe, guaranteed. Again, life comes with risk. We just had another person die because of a tree branch falling. The number of things that can happen, that could happen in a given day to anybody, you can't take anything for granted. I'm all for safety. I'm all for looking at different ways. It's just, this is, again, just it feels from kind of the outside looking in, although pretty soon we're going to be on the inside of this thing. It feels like we're just taking action to say, by God, we've taken action. We had an incident, and so we've reacted to it. But is the reaction actually going to solve anything? Is it going to do anything? And again, I could very well be missing it. I'm just not seeing how kids wearing lanyards with their photos in them is making the school any safer than it was last year.
No.
I'm just not understanding it.
If somebody's going to get in a building and do something bad, they're going to have to bring in a weapon. All right? And not an ID. They're going to have to bring in a weapon. Well, could metal detectors detect that? Well, yeah, that's the reason you have metal detectors. So I could understand metal detectors, okay?
Yeah.
I think this is a situation, and I know some of the people involved, that it's parents essentially since April have been saying, well, you got to do something. Yeah, essentially, that's the vibe. You got to do something. All right? Now, this was a one-off on April, and back in April. But if you remember, they what was it, a week and a half? They used the metal detectors for a week and a half or so and then decided, okay, we're going to stop doing this right now. And do you remember there were people, no, we should do it till the year is over. We should keep on doing it. And the idea and my thought back then was, no, it's been detected. The threat is gone. All right, it's done. Let's keep our eyes open, you know, all that sort of stuff. But we don't need to keep doing this. But some people were insistent, we got to keep on doing that. And so the administration, this is an observation, the administration was kind of between that rock and a hard place. Well, we got to do something. Well, what are we going to do? And somebody probably came up with the idea, well, we need better IDs for students. Most schools do not have student IDs. They just don't. Or if they do, the ID is essentially used for one thing, and it's used at lunchtime, so you can kind of scan it like, okay, I'm getting lunch, you know, boom, okay? And there's like a code on the one side of the ID, and just beep, you go through and you get your lunch, and you sit down and eat, and that's it. Otherwise, they really don't use the IDs for much of anything. They just don't. All right? It's an ID of a kid. What State College is going to do with us, I'm in agreement with you. It's not really, it's, I don't want to say it's for show. That's a little harsh. But it's the administration's way of saying, well, okay, we're trying to do something. We don't want to go too far, like we're going to start doing strip searches of every kid. All right, that would be way too far, okay? Way, way, way too far. If you remember the whole thing with the metal detectors, it slowed up the process where it would take a few minutes for the kids to get in the building. Now it takes a half an hour for the kids to get in the building.
Well, right.
Nobody wants that.
The one sentence that stood out, and I read through a few different articles here. I think this is the... Oh, I had it highlighted here. This is the statecollege.com story on this. And again, this could just be me. My gosh, Ironhead, you idiot. Of course, this is why you would need this. And help me out, because I acknowledge I may just be dense here in terms of understanding this. Curtis Johnson, superintendent of State College, quote, the IDs will enable us to visually and digitally identify all currently enrolled students immediately and quickly scan the QR code to retrieve the student number, which provides the district with access to student information that is crucial in the event of an emergency, unquote. Now, I think this whole thing is a reaction to the, alleged threat against the high school last year from an outside, what was it, a 20-year-old, I think, right, from Mifflin County.
Something like that, yeah. Used to be a student.
I'm really not trying to stir something up with Curtis Johnson. I'm genuinely not understanding. If if this is a reaction to, I mean, maybe if there's a medical emergency, but again, if it's a medical emergency in the classroom, like everybody, after the first week, everybody knows who you are in your school classroom.
I would hope.
So, I don't know. Is this information, is this QR code going to have some sort of medical history? Because that feels like that it can't, right? There's an invasion there. There's HIPAA rules.
HIPAA,
and
yeah.
All of that. So, again, I'm really not trying to stir anything up. I'm genuinely just not understanding. So we have, let's say, a horrific situation unfolds, and we have a school shooting that is in progress. Why is the IDs in these lanyards? Again, the quote is, this provides the district with access to student information that is crucial in the event of an emergency. Now, I'm presuming the emergency here is, again, we have a school under attack. Well, how? Nobody is scanning the student ID. I'm genuinely missing. I'm not understanding what information.
Well,
being accessed, how that is helping anybody in this scenario.
One thing
I'm missing it.
One thing every school does every day, and they've been doing this from the beginning, is they take attendance. Now, normally, teachers have to do that. Excuse me. So the kids come in the building, they go to homeroom or whatever, and one of the first things the teachers have to do is take attendance. Who's here? Who's not here? All right. And normally it's, okay, Joey. All right. There's Joey. Bobby. Okay. Jane, you're sitting there.
Yep.
Where's Bill? Bill's not here today. And then he goes on the absentee list. Well, with this, if kids are scanning every time they walk in the building, essentially teachers probably wouldn't have to do that anymore. So it's all automatically done. And immediately you know who's here and who isn't. Boom. Now, is that really valuable information? Well, kind of. Immediately you know who's here and who isn't because you scan people at the door rather than having teachers doing a head count in their room. Okay.
Okay.
How valuable that is. This 20-year-old guy was from outside. All right. You're never going to scan him.
Well, even if it is. I'm
in some agreement with you. I'm not this. I want to say it's much ado about nothing, but I think the district's under pressure. You got to do something. We can't have this happen again, which is understandable. But then the question is, well, what are we going to do? Well, they have purchased some metal detectors. All right. They're going to use them. You know where a bigger threat is? God, I hate to say this out loud, but hopefully official people. Sports games.
Oh, for sure.
What about sports games? Any sport. Pick your sport. Should they have metal detectors at the entrances of sports, the gym or the football stadium or something, so that as people, including adults, are coming through, we can check to see, does this person have a weapon? All right. What just happened in Michigan the other day? Some guy went on a knife attack, and he was knifing people, and he was berserk and all this sort of stuff. Well, I could hide a knife pretty easily right here in my pants. That's not hard. There's more of a threat, I think, at things like that, at more public events, than there is just for the basic school day. So this whole thing with the enhanced IDs, is it going to do much? Yeah, it's going to gather data, which is great. I mean, the school district will be able to use that. That's wonderful. Who's here? Who's not? I mean, literally, they will know that 5 minutes after everybody's in the building. Whereas before, you had to wait for teachers to submit or go on a computer program and punch it in and so on.
I'm missing the safety element.
There isn't.
It making the school safer?
There isn't.
But that's what this whole thing is.
Because I think they're under pressure. You got to do something.
Yeah, well, but it's being done.
It looks like
because it will enhance the security. And I saw the story,
there's different versions.
Yeah.
And I had the same thought, like, okay, because again, I worked with schools for 25 years. I'm like, okay, what good is that going to do? Not much. Now, more metal detectors at entrances? Okay. I get it. We're looking for a weapon of some type that could hurt other people.
Yeah.
All right, that sort of thing. But I would be far, far more concerned about sports games, concerts, other activities where the public comes in. Okay, you checking out the public? If you're not, maybe you should. I'd be more concerned a little bit about those people. All right? Just a thought. It's a thorny subject. It's yet another headache that school administrations have to deal with right now, as if their plate wasn't already full. And it is. I know some of you want to slam administrators, slam superintendents, slam school board members. No, you need to back off and put yourself in their shoes for a little while and realize all these different pressures from different angles that are coming. And then this happens in April. Boom. Well, you got to do something. Well, this is what they're doing without trying to being too... Too onerous, and so on. You got to find the middle ground somewhere, and somebody somehow thinks that these IDs are in the middle ground. Okay, I guess. All right, let's take a break here. We come back. We can continue that. You can chime in with your thought or two. We've got some other issues as well. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We will be right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388. Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Fun? Join me in the Jamboree Foundation for the second annual Hobby Horse Derby. It's this Friday from 5 to 8 at the Alliance Church in State College. Kids of all ages, that includes you adult friends, are welcome to join this event. It is sure to bring a smile to your faces. You can see me in the one-eyed horse and you can even compete against us.
The Jana Marie Foundation continues to do amazing work promoting the importance of good mental health for our youth and our community. You can get all of the info and sign up for the Hobby Horse Derby by going to JanaMarieFoundation.org. Don't miss out on the fun at the Alliance Church and State College this Friday from 5 to 8 at 1221 West Whitehall Road. A special thanks to Happy Valley Adventure Bureau for its support.
That's the second annual Hobby Horse Derby. Post time starts at 5 p.m. Friday at the Alliance Church and State College. I really hope to see you there.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at BelfontFair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Let's talk here on a Wednesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Some open phone time here till the end of the show today. If you have thoughts, I mean, we've kicked this around over the years. I still, there is no foolproof method, and I think that's what, understandably, we all want, right? We want to know that our kids are going to be safe when we send them off to school. The reality is, it's a dangerous world out there, and we don't know. And again, I want to do everything we can, and then we always get into the everything we can within reason. And within reason is where we get the debates. I would like to do things that actually could help keep the kiddos safe. I'm not understanding. If somebody can call and explain, I'm open to having my mind change. I just don't understand the ID lanyards and how that is in any way going to make the kids safer. The metal detectors, unfortunately, do make sense to me, and I think that has some merit. I also still like the idea of having folks and just be not known whether or not a school has a teacher, an administrator, somebody else in the building, a bunch of somebodies that have weapons on them. Let it be known that your school may have adults that have the carry and conceal, and let that be known. You don't know whether it's one teacher, and yes, I want proper training, I want those folks to be monitored, and all of that. But we just saw this thing in New York City is with this fellow from Las Vegas is horrific, and you had an armed guard there, and he was shot in the back. Well, you can't... Again, I'm all for having armed, marked individuals as well. It's just that if you know, again, if you are the bad guy or bad guys, and you know, all right, this school has a security officer. Well, guess what your first objective is? If you don't know, hey, this school, I don't know who might or might not have a weapon and who may. Now, there's dangers with that, and I've read, and it's accurate, the concerns about it, because you don't know for any of us. And there's been all kinds of accounts of this, of trained. We've had military personnel, we've had trained police officers, and then in that, the adrenaline gets amped up when you're in an actual situation, and you don't know. Well, no, Ironhead, they've trained for years. They know that you take steady aim and you, yep, that's what your training tells you to do. And you tell yourself that's how you're going to react in the situation, and then the situation is here, and you're hands are shaking because it's a different adrenaline. You can't replicate the adrenaline in any kind of a drill of, oh, my God, this is actually a threat that is occurring. The kiddos in my classroom are actually truly in danger. There's no way any of us can know with certainty. Well, if you fire and miss, God forbid. And so I get it. It can add to the problems and the chaos, and it is a very real concern. I open to debate on this for sure. I still would rather have a school where you don't know, and maybe nobody does. Maybe nobody has a weapon, I mean. But you let it be known, we might have anywhere from 1 to 5 on a given day that they have weapons. I think that is more of a deterrent than what we currently have. Now, that being said, I also think a lot of these folks are suicidal as well, and so it really doesn't matter. At the end of the day, they're wanting to see their life come to an end, and they're just trying to see if they can take out others. Again, there is no foolproof. Unfortunately, God, I wish there was. And if somebody out there thinks they have it, I'm all ears, because I would love to live in the world where, man, we just know 100% certainty, guaranteed, nothing's going to happen. But accidents happen. There are evil folks out there, or folks with evil intentions, all of these things. Again, I'm all for taking action that may help. I'm just not seeing, in this particular case, how it's actually helping.
Well, again, I can speak from experience. Educators hate the idea of teachers with weapons. They hate it.
Some do.
No, not some. No,
yes.
It's way more than some. Trust me on this one.
You can trust me on this
one.
I know educators that are like, yes, if you let me,
I guarantee you I would. I won't say all.
Yeah.
But most just like no. They resist that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Now I'm from Penns Valley, all right? And recently, 2 years, Penns Valley essentially started its own police force. All right. They hired 3 professionals, and because there are no regional police departments in all of Penns Valley, it's all state police, and state police is like significantly far away.
Yeah.
All right. And at first, I remember I thought, oh man, are you kidding? We have to hire police officers for this. But then the more I thought about it, I thought, no, this is a good move. And I know a couple of the people, and it's not like they're, you know, that kind of an attitude when they're at school every day. They're friendly. But the idea gets across, okay, A, we have armed individuals in our building ready to go at a moment's notice. But B, they're friendly and they're my friend and they talk to students and they do things with students and so on. I think, now I'm assuming State College must have that, all right? They must have armed professionals in schools. Do we wish we didn't need them? Yes, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
When we were going to school, there was no such people. All right, back in the day, we didn't have to have that. Well, back in the day. Now here we are, 2025. And we get back out into the mental health discussion again. Why are there so many, if I use the term, sick people out there that they get in a mood or something happens and they go find a weapon and they're determined to do something. Can you stop them? Well, this guy in April, again, the idea is people have their eyes and ears open and somebody said, hey, I heard about this or I saw this and so on, reported it, it got to the right people, guy was apprehended, whew, end of threat. That's what we all have to do. The old see something, say something, that old line. And I know a lot of people don't like to do that because they're afraid I'll see something, report it, and it turns out to be nothing. Any professional will tell you that's okay. You thought you heard something or saw something, you reported it, turned out to be nothing, not a big deal. All right, thank you for reporting. If something happens again, do it.
Yep.
It's all up to us, eventually, up to us. Let's take our call.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Yeah, less of the hot and humid, I hope. Yeah. Hey, with regard to safety at stadiums, I remember this film that had a blimp and the other one had a suitcase bomb. So as long as you keep blimps away from the building and don't invite the president, we should be safe from mass terrorism. But
okay.
I think what's making the news is, like you say, it's this when we look at the backstory, somebody dealing with schizophrenia, undiagnosed, maybe have a nervous breakdown. But obviously they do show signs because they have plenty of time to post stuff on the internet before they check out.
Yes.
But that's where it gets. Do you really think it's going to come down to me and you? And I have done that, and it does take a little nerve. I had a neighbor. She recently moved into the neighborhood. And during this hot spell, she stood almost catatonic in my driveway for 20 minutes. And because I'm an old guy, and she looked to be a 30-year-old young woman, I thought, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't get involved. So I called the borough police. They did an excellent job. They engaged her. They walked her down to her home where there was a guardian. Apparently she was having difficulty with her meds that week with the heat and probably some exhaustion. Saw her several weeks later. Looked perfectly fine. But, yeah, there was a point there where she was actually crawling on the ground. I thought she was going to crawl into traffic.
Ooh.
And that's when I picked up the phone.
Good.
But with regard to the stuff on the Internet, I have to believe we're going to be sold the AI, what do they call that, predictive crime?
Yeah, that's...
And you know how...
that's a dangerous area, yes.
Very.
It's weaponized and... hey, you won't even have to go down to have those types of riots, protests, peaceful protests. I'll just arrest you thinking about it. So, I don't know. We'll see where it's coming fast. You can see the issues are boiling, and obviously, with the AI quickly emerging, someone's going to suggest it in Congress.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's
thanks for your call.
Yeah, that's another whole.
Yeah, that's some thorny issues there.
Well, yeah, but there may be some very good uses on the security front, not just in schools, when it comes to AI as well, but we're going to get into some dangerous territory when it comes to personal rights as well, which. I would argue we're already on dangerous ground on here in our country. All right, let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I want to touch on a few points you guys are making.
Right.
Scott said that he thinks the majority of teachers are against having armed teachers or whoever in the schools.
Yes.
But I would say the first person that would complain or would say, why are we not doing more when something happens in the school, would be those people who are against this.
Yeah, possibly, yes.
And another point, every school, I don't care what it costs, should have metal detectors. Because the one time that they don't and something happens, again, why didn't we do more?
Yeah.
Well, three things that can be done. People are just I'll probably make people mad about this, but it's the liberals because they're against guns. Get rid of all the guns, we'll have no issues. Can't get the guns away from the bad guys. They want them, they're going to get them.
Yeah, if someone's determined to do something bad, they're going to do their best to do it and find a way to do it.
Just like that guy in New York City with that AR-15 he just killed those people with.
Yeah.
He had help building that gun because apparently he couldn't get some parts for it. So if they want it bad enough, they're going to get it. And
yes,
one other point before I let you go, you were saying back in the day, we did not have the Internet back in the day. The Internet, social media, the bullying, all that has just ruined this country. If we could, I know we don't want to get rid of the Internet, but that's what it is. Back in the day, we didn't have that. We didn't have cell phones. We didn't have all that. We were told to be home when the light comes on. We were outside. We weren't on our computers all day playing video games, shoot 'em up video games, bullying people. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks for your call.
It's a different world, and there's no question some of the pressures there are real. But they're also, they're manufactured. Like the, I understand as far as I can the pressures that young people feel, but it actually is possible. And I actually know a couple of kids that were raised this way. To live your life, certainly throughout your childhood, without social media.
What?
What? You can't possibly.
Yes, you can.
Yes,
you can.
Now, it's rare, but I know a couple of kiddos, and it's like, they never had access at home. Now, what is getting increasingly difficult is these kiddos are mandated computer time at school, and even at young ages, like elementary school ages, schools, we prevent them from getting to these sites. And then you talk to the kiddos, it's like, oh, yeah, no, we know how to.
Yeah, they know how.
We have a workaround for
that. They're sharp, yep.
And it's like, well, okay.
Yeah, they're pretty smart.
So it is getting increasingly difficult to actually keep your kids from getting. You can have everything in place at home. You can tell the school. The school can be trying to cooperate with you, and you're still not preventing actual access to some of these things.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. Then we'll have about 1 or 2 minutes left. Don't go anywhere. Let's talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll be right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance.
Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
Something a little different and really fun? Join me and the Janmarie Foundation for the second annual Hobby Horse Derby. It's this Friday from 5 to 8 at the Alliance Church and State College. Kids of all ages, that includes you adult friends, are welcome to join this event. It is sure to bring a smile to your faces. You can see me in the one-eyed horse and you can even compete against us.
The Janmarie Foundation continues to do amazing work promoting the importance of good mental health for our youth and our community. You can get all of the info and sign up for the Hobby Horse Derby by going to JanmarieFoundation.org. Don't miss out on the fun at the Alliance Church and State College this Friday from 5 to 8 at 1221 West Whitehall Road. A special thanks to Happy Valley Adventure Bureau for its support.
That's the second annual Hobby Horse Derby. Post time starts at 5 p.m. Friday at the Alliance Church and State College. I really hope to see you there.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at BelfontFair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Let's talk a couple minutes remaining. Well, minute remaining on a Wednesday morning edition. Jeff and Scott with you. Yeah, we could squeeze in one quick call if you want.
Really quick. Otherwise, that was Coldplay you were just playing. Oh, if only the Kiss Cam.
Oh, boy.
If only the Kiss Cam was the controversies we had to deal with.
We see you ducking out there. What are you doing?
And people are still doing that.
Oh, yeah.
It's been how long? A couple of weeks or something since that event? And people are still doing this at ball games and so on. Oh, they're hiding. It's like, okay. The humor has left now. Could we move on to something new? This is anyway, but tomorrow, this guy who went to New York City to the NFL headquarters, probably today. I've been kind of waiting 24 hours. Probably today, we're going to start seeing stories about the dangers of football. All right, because this guy allegedly had CTE, you know, hits to the head.
Self-diagnosed.
Yes. Exactly. Self-diagnosed. All right. It was not official. Now, I'm assuming the authorities will do, I don't know, a post-mortem. They'll do something like, okay, did this really happen?
I think that is.
Even if it didn't, you're going to see probably a bunch of these stories in the media about football and CTE. Because this guy apparently played high school football. Didn't go further than that. Get ready for those. And maybe we'll talk more on that tomorrow. One more hot day, folks. Stay cool, all right? We will see you here again tomorrow morning.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.